Editor's note. This story was originally published by the Aspen Times and was shared via AP StoryShare. The Pitkin County Commissioners are seeking reforms of alleged good old boy behavior at a powerful lobbying association for Colorado county governments. Pitkin County sent a letter to Denver-based Colorado Counties Inc. on April 27 complaining about alleged incidents of misogynistic conduct of some members of the group and backroom politics of the organization as a whole. Our concerns are cause for us to re-evaluate our ongoing membership in CCI, said the letter signed by all five county commissioners. We would like to give you an opportunity to respond to our concerns and provide assurances that these patterns of conduct and behaviors will not be tolerated at CCI in the future. Pitkin County Commissioner Kelly McNillilis-Curie raised concerns about several incidents, beyond the pale, at recent CCI meetings she attended. She voiced her concerns to the Pitkin County Commissioners at a meeting last week. She is one of three representatives to CCI steering committees, along with Steve Child and Francie Jacober. Pitkin County pays $30,000 annually for membership in CCI, which works on policy beneficial to Colorado counties, lobbies on their behalf on legislative issues and provides resources on a multitude of issues. CCI Executive Director John Swartet acknowledged this week some incidents occurred at CCI meetings that run counter to the organization's code of ethics. He credited McNillilis-Curie for pointing them out. The board of directors took their letter seriously, he said. Swartet said CCI would respond in writing to Pitkin County's concerns and the eight-member board of directors would contact county officials for personal discussions. It's important for the association to make sure all members are comfortable at CCI meetings and that all members have a voice, he said. He summarized CCI's position as, "Let's have a conversation. Pitkin County's valuable here." CCI brings together representatives of 61 of the 64 Colorado counties. Only Denver, Broomfield, and Boulder counties are not in the group. Meetings are a political jambalaya that brings together conservatives and liberals, rural and urban dwellers. Swartet said it's typical to have 75 or more commissioners and support staff attending a steering committee meeting in person and online. Pitkin County's letter claimed there were several instances of misogynistic conduct at CCI steering committee meetings on April 7-8. First, during a break in committee discussion, there was a joke about sexual assault, which was received with laughter by some fellow commissioners, followed by a second joke about sexual assault, which was also received with laughter by some fellow commissioners, the letter said. What was not received was public admonishment by either steering committee leadership, board of director leadership, or CCI staff to result in a resetting of decorum in the boardroom. Such admonishment would have been appropriate for all to hear at the time, or in a follow-up communication to the membership. The letter continues that on the second day of steering committee meetings, a male commissioner could be heard via Zoom referring to a female commissioner as doll in an insulting and pejorative way. These demonstrations of misogynistic and disrespectful conduct created an overall effect of intimidation and contributed to an environment that was disrespectful and had a chilling effect on dialogue, the county letter said. Swartet said he was not present when the jokes were told or when a female commissioner was referred to as a doll. A different commissioner, not McNillilis-Curie, brought the doll reference to his attention. He contacted the commissioner who used the term. That commissioner apologized to person who complained and also to the female commissioner, according to Swartet, but the woman didn't feel an apology was necessary. Swartet said CCI has talked to the member who shared the jokes and pointed out that conduct of that type was unacceptable. In the discussion, he said he noted, "Look, man, you can't do that in our meeting." Pitkin County's other grievances were over Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters receiving airtime at a CCI event and the association's alleged partisan approach to lobbying on a state legislature bill over collective bargaining. The county pointed out that Peters is under indictment for suspicion of 7 felonies and 3 misdemeanors for alleged tampering with election security. Swartet said Peters popped into a meeting between CCI and the Colorado Clerks Association. She wasn't invited. She bombed our call, he said. When he learned from staff members via text that Peters was speaking to the CCI group, he directed his staff to cut off Peters. My staff member shot the call down, Swartet said. We did what we needed to do. We didn't give her a platform. As far as CCI's stance on collective bargaining legislation, Swartet said it led to a bit of consternation within the organization. Some counties were steadfastly opposed while others were more moderate. When it came time to vote, 75% of members opposed the proposed legislation. He was bound to honor that direction, but he also tried to get CCI a seat at the table in negotiations because it was clear the bill would pass in the Democrat-controlled state government. "We did what we do best, which is to make a bill better," he said. Pitkin County felt CCI's position fed into partisan rancor and the organization could have been more effective without a hardline stance. McNillis Curie also felt that minority voices, such as Pitkin County's, are often ignored in CCI actions. Swartet said it is rarely easy representing the positions of 61 counties. Official positions must be supported by a supermajority of members. He said CCI's core mission, representing the interest of its county members, is best achieved when they put aside differences, political and otherwise, and work together. "When we work together, we move mountains," he said. When McNillis Curie raised her concerns last week, she was prepared to bail immediately from CCI. She was particularly angered by the misogynistic comments. "I don't want any part of it," she said of CCI membership. "I don't see how Pitkin County would want to be any part of it." Commissioner Greg Poshman said was sickened from what he heard and supported considering dropping out of CCI. "Maybe the money is better spent elsewhere," he said. Jacober, Child and Commissioner Patty Clapper supported taking concerns to CCI and weighing the organization's response. McNillis Curie said Tuesday she is eager to see how CCI responds to Pitkin County's concerns but noted there have been long-time tensions between the organization and the county. "Pitkin County is viewed as an outlier in that group," she said. She said she is uncertain the misogynistic behavior on the part of some members of CCI is something that can be eliminated. That has her thinking she might not personally participate in the organization's meeting. "As a younger woman elected official, it has felt a little like a good old boys' club," she said.